we entered into a memorandum of understanding with the university, and that was significant. Up until then, everything was basically by word, and there was nothing really written down that gave a binding direction of what was happening. And about every 5 years, it's rewritten, reworded, to more reflect what's actually going on. So I think that is one of the most important moves that actually happened in the progress.
And, can you tell me about that? So that was between the university, the Goodfellow Unit, and at one stage, the Royal College of GPs.
Well, the College of General Practitioners was even in that first memorandum of agreement. It's always been between the three parties. So the Goodfellow Unit has been basically the funding. The Royal College of General Practitioners has supported us in more moral aspect of what we're doing, because limited funding from them at any possibility, but more is having them there to make sure that we have a stronger support behind what we're trying to do. Because if the College of General Practitioners is behind it, then GPs and that will come on board. Otherwise, we could be seen as just a normal commercial operation out there just trying to sell our own wares. And that's not what we're about. And then having the university tied in was to tie in the quality academic research